Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 18, Pretoria 20, Emalahleni 13, Mahikeng 25 grade.
Listen, traffic backed up between Emalahleni and Middelburg Toll Plaza, both directions, causing some heavy delay. So please try to avoid that if you can.
Minstens een persoon is beseer na gasontploffing in Eikenhof in Johannesburg. Johannesburg se nooddienste sê 9 gassilinders van verskillende groottes het vanoggend ontplof. Woordvoerder Kolile Kumalo sê die brand is intussen geblits.
9 gas cylinders of varying sizes exploded and the cause of the explosion is not yet known. EMS would like to caution gas suppliers and distributors to adhere to flammable liquids bylaws. Failure to do such would lead to penalties and criminal charges.
Die vierde beskuldigde in die behuisingstender bedrogsaak van 1 miljard rand, waarby die voormalige Kaapstadse burgemeesterskomitee lid vir behuising Melusi Boy na bewering betrokke is, is in Mitchells Plain doodgeskiet. Polisie woordvoerder Malcolm Poye sê Abdul Davids is sedert Dinsdag uit op borgtog van R250,000. Volgens hom is geen verdagtes in hegtenis geneem nie.
Preliminary reports suggest that unknown gunmen opened fire on the victim, who was declared deceased by medical personnel who attended to the scene. The motive for the murder is now the subject of an investigation by the South African Police Service. Mitchells Plain Police registered a murder docket for further investigation.
Tswane burgemeester Silje Brink het Action SA van politieke onbevoegdheid beskuldig nadat die party besluit het om die DA-geleide koalisie in die metro te verlaat. Hierdie skuif kan die ANC en EFF in staat stel om Brink volgende week met 'n motie van wantroue te ontsetel.
What he is doing now is absolutely irresponsible. Mr. Mashaba is afraid if we turn around the finances, the voters won't credit his party. And I believe that the voters will hold Action SA to account.
Die kabinet het gewaarsku dat verskeie waterrade, insluitend die Vaal sentrale water en Magalies waterrade, moontlik bankrotskap in die gesig staar weens groot onbetaalde skuld deur munisipaliteite. Die finansiële druk op waterrade kan dienslewering en die instandhouding van infrastruktuur dreig. Die minister in die presidentsie Kombutso Ntshavheni.
The Vaal Central Water Board is owed 9.9 billion rand and Magalies Water is owed 930 million by the end of July 2024. These debts that are owed to the boards makes it impossible for the boards to continue to render their duties of ensuring water availability to other municipalities that are also paying for the services.
En ten slotte die voormalige Amerikaanse president Donald Trump sê as hy die verkiesing in November verloor, sal Joodse kiesers baie daarmee te doen hê. Hy het die opmerkings gemaak by 'n nasionale spitsberaad in Washington. Trump vooraan, hy was by verre nog die beste president vir die Joodse gemeenskap. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. At least one person has been injured after a gas explosion in Eikenhof, Johannesburg.
And now 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
The truth is bulletproof, there's no fooling you. I don't dress the same. Me and you, you say I was yesterday. Have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts. I'm going way too far. Be young.